This is Bob Prahan welcoming you to the VIP production of Christmas Mall Madness, a play in one act. The VIP players, many of whom have never met in person, are from all parts of the United States, from Maine to California and Minnesota to Georgia. The individual scenes were recorded using Skype, then edited and mixed for the final recorded production. And now, the VIP players.
It's the VIP players.
Welcome everyone to the VIP Conduit Christmas Special. Today you will hear a production done by the VIP players. Listen closely as you just might hear a couple of familiar voices from the previous skits done last November, The Brunch Bunch and The Grocery Grumble. If you missed them, they're archived on the site, and we are pleased that you've tuned the radio dial in just in time to hear Christmas Mall Madness.
Daddy, I don't want to go to see Santa Claus. Why are you making me do this?
Now, come on, Agatha. You know we go through this every year and you...
But he's not real!
Who told you that?
It's a kindergarten study's not real and I think they're right.
Oh, that's not true. You can't believe everything those kids tell you.
Yeah, they're my friends.
Yeah, but don't you remember all the other bad things they told you that you found out later weren't true?
No. If you're going to make me do this, at least I'm going to eat the candy cane.
We'll make that a good deal.
But look at all these presents here. Can I open them?
No.
Oh, yeah,
no.
Look,
Christmas. You know the rule. You can't open the Christmas.
Oh, the box is empty. The whole thing is safe.
Don't tell everyone that. You're going to start a riot in here.
But they should know that this is just a come on. It's not real.
Oh, yes it is. Yes it is. That's just pretend for the other children. It's a secret.
It's a secret?
Yeah, you know how fun it is to keep secrets.
Do you know what I like to do with secrets? I like to tell them.
No. Now, you know your mother and I, you know we have these family secrets that we can't tell.
I tell everybody.
Oh, that's not good.
I tell them
keep
all.
Secrets.
No, I tell all secrets I find out about.
Well, this is one that we'll try to keep between just you and I then.
Hey, kids, he's not real.
Oh, yes, he is. Now, come on, there's only one or two kids ahead of us now. You're getting close.
Actually, I'm next. You really can't see them very well, can you?
You know Daddy can't see at all.
Well...
That's why I have this dog with me.
Yeah, well, why don't we let the dog see Santa?
Well, Sam got a nice bone last year from Santa Claus.
Really?
Sure, don't you remember?
Okay, well, I'm going to go pester Santa now. But I'll be back, Daddy, okay?
Okay, I'm going to be right over here, and you be good with Santa this year.
Well... No.
Is it really Santa Claus? Really, really Santa? Is that really Santa? Really, really Santa? Is that really Santa Claus? Really, really Santa? Hope he thinks that's Santa Claus.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Hello, little girl.
How are you today, Santa?
Well, I'm just fine. Oh, my goodness. Look at all that curly hair. My, what a pretty girl. What's your name?
My name is Agatha.
Oh, that's a very pretty name, Agatha. I bet you've been
not.
Oh, I think it is. How did you get a name like Agatha?
Oh, my mother's into mystery stories, and she named me after Agatha Christie, and I think it's boring.
Oh, that's very fine. And I bet you've been a good little girl all year, haven't you?
No.
Oh, I'll bet you have. Mommy and Daddy, I'm sure you've been good for them, haven't you?
No, I've been very bad, and it's been fun.
Oh, no, I don't believe you. Oh, well, now, tell me, Agatha.
You could ask my daddy.
What would
He's
you?
He's the guy with the dog over there. You could ask him.
Oh, yes. Well, I don't have to ask him. You know, Agatha, I watch all the little boys and girls all year round, and oh my goodness, I can tell who's been bad or good, and I just bet you're just a good little girl all the time, aren't you?
I can't lie to you.
Well, no.
I can be bad, but I can't lie. Oh. But you know what?
I want
lots of stuff for Christmas.
Yeah.
I want you to bring me a doll that walks and talks, and I'd like it best if it thought, too. And I'd like to have a truck, and I'd like to have a cement mixer, but I want it to be a real one.
A real cement mixer? Oh, well, I don't know if I could get that down the chimney. Oh, my goodness.
You know what that tells me?
What?
That tells me that you're not real. I'll bet that beard of yours isn't even real.
Well, of course I'm real. I have little elves that work in the workshop. And
there.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, don't do that. What are you doing?
I got it. I got it. He isn't real. I told you. He's a phone.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, it hurts.
I'm trying to run away now. I ran away from Santa Claus.
Agatha, where are you? What are you doing?
I'm going to hide from him. I'm not going to let him know where I am, because if I'm quiet, he won't be able to find me.
Come on, Sam. Let's find Agatha. Where'd she go?
He's going to spank me. I know he will.
Did you see that? That little girl tore off Sam's beard.
That poor stateless man. That little girl just ran away and left her dad otherwise all by himself.
Where is she? Let's see. Santa, have you seen that little girl?
Oh, she ran away. She's in the crowd somewhere, I guess. I don't know. I don't see her now.
Oh, this happens every year. I'm so sick of this. Excuse me, have you seen my little girl?
Can I help you?
Yes, you can, sir. I've lost my little girl. Could you take me over to the service desk so I can get some assistance?
Oh, I sure can. I'll be glad to take you.
Okay. Oh, no, you don't need to take my arm. The dog will follow you.
Okay, very fine.
Wait a second. Where did you go? Where did you go, sir?
Right here. Step this way.
Okay.
Watch out. Oh, are you okay?
I think so.
Let me help you up.
Oh, thank you. My dog is really distracted, and he usually doesn't do that. Ooh, what was that?
That was a sign.
What did it say?
Watch your step. Wet floor.
Wet floor?
Ooh. Someone just mopped the floor.
I'll try to avoid those in the future.
Okay, here we are at the desk. Don't you go anywhere. Just stay right here, and this lady will help you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for all your help.
May I help you, sir?
Yes, I've lost my little girl. Could you get someone to help me find her?
Do you have any idea where she got lost?
Over by the Santa Claus station. That's the last time
okay.
I heard her.
I'll call and see if I can find someone to come and take you around. That's the only way I know to handle this.
I'm hiding from my daddy. He won't find me.
I'm so happy to be working here in the U.S. Mall. Oh, the Americans have so much fun with their Christmas. I love it. Oh, and here's a present here that I brought for my cousin Lynn. Oh, Christmas
Smith, time. John Smith, report to the service desk. John Smith, report to the service desk. We have a sightless man here who says he's lost his child.
Oh, dear me. Oh, dear me, a child losing. Oh, that's not good. With a lost child and everything here in the U.S. Mall, losing a child, oh no, and with a sightless person. Oh, dear, not a sightless person. Not again.
I will recommend you to all my other blind friends.
Well, I hope you do it. Please, could you ask to have somebody else help you at all?
I guess.
All right, I'm going into the main part of the mall now. Oh, I like Christmas. Sir,
yes?
Look this way, sir. I'm right over here. Can you see me, sir?
No, I can't see you. That's why I have a dog. I have a guide dog. I'm a blind person. Wait a minute, your voice sounds awful familiar.
And you're a sightless person. You're a sightless person.
All right, here we have a whole bunch of them over here, sir. But now the cans here, you don't touch them. I'll touch them.
Oh, sorry. I forgot.
That's right. Just keep your hands off my can.
Get up.
Sir, could you tell me first your name? Because I've got to have something to call you by.
Yes, my name is Mr. Tide. Yule Tide.
Sir, excuse me, your name once again?
Yule Tide.
Yule Tide, I seem to recall there's an actor by that name and he eats lots of weird things.
That's a distant relative of mine.
Yule Tide, all right, Yule Tide, well, welcome to the... welcome to the... Oh my goodness, just a moment. Pardon me, I've got this horrible headache. It comes whenever I come in contact with certain people. But welcome to the mall. Very pleasurable meeting you, sir. Can I help you with something?
Yes, you certainly can. Listen, I've lost my little girl.
All right, so you can see my headache has gotten much, much worse lately because of the pills that I'm taking. But I'll be happy to walk you through the store today, sir. And where might you say you lost your little girl? The little girl is how old?
She's about 6 or 7, and she's about 4 feet tall. She has blonde hair and blue eyes, and her name is Agatha.
Her name is Agatha. Okay, well, I think we can find her for you today. I'll be happy to take you through this store. Let me see. Yes, I have enough pills.
Okay, Mr. Smith, I gotta call my wife and let her know what the situation is before she hears it from somebody else. Let me flip my phone open here and make this call. Call home.
Call library?
No. Call home.
Call library?
No. Call home.
Call home?
Yes.
Thank you, dialing.
Oh, come on. Where are you?
What's up now?
Oh, the same thing. You won't believe it. Agatha ran away yet again.
Again?
Yeah, we were at Santa Claus and she pulled off his beard and ran away.
Oh my God, that, I do believe it.
I'm at the service desk now and they've got someone to help me try and find her. And we're gonna go around the stores and see if we can find and can locate her. But let me call you back in a couple minutes and I can give you, you know, a heads up as to what's been going on here. But you don't need to come down and I think I got things under control at the moment.
I could get Teresa to bring me down.
No, that's okay. Let's wait a couple minutes and just see if we can find her, because I don't want to start a big scene like we did last year.
Okay, well, I'll be here. I'll be by the phone, so call me when you find out anything.
Okay, dear.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, we'll continue our journey. So off we go. Now, I've been reading lots of books from a certain gentleman called the Dog Hollerer, and he's very good. And his name is Cesar Rabinowitz, and I think he's very good. He's learned me many things.
Yes, I'm sure he now know about how to be the pack leader.
I do. I know how to be the pack leader, and I know just exactly what I'm doing. So you can go ahead and rest assured to me that I will be happy to walk you through the store today. And I know how to handle dogs. Just one moment, sir. Okay?
Okay. I think we're ready to go.
All right. You just wait, man. I know what to do. I know exactly what to do.
Now be calm and assertive.
All right. I know just exactly what to do. Here, dog. Come, dog.
I don't think we're watching the same show.
No, we have to. Here, dog. Follow me, dog. Here. Let me take you.
He'll follow you. I will give the dog commands.
I will follow the dog, and you give the dog commands?
No, exactly. Have you been here before? I will give the dog commands, and he will follow you. It's like deja vu.
I think I understand now. All right. Here, dog. Let's go. Come, dog.
Okay. Well, whatever. Whatever works.
Okay.
Oh, look at here. Look at here. Here's a great store. Schneers and Schlobach. We have to go into this store because I think there's... Oh, look, 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 sir. Look, look, look. Just what I need. Something for my cousin.
Wait, wait, wait a minute. I love it. I love it. I love it. Oh, my daughter. Wait, wait, wait. Where are you going?
See you later, sir. I'll be right back.
Hello, sir. Would you like to apply for a Schneers and Schlobach credit card? If you sign up right now, you can have 30% off if you buy a big screen HD TV today.
A credit card?
Yes, sir. All you have to do is just sign right here.
Does it have big speakers?
It does. You can hear it throughout your house. And the picture is so clear.
Oh, well, that won't really help me too much.
Well, I don't know why it wouldn't. Everybody wants a big screen HD TV.
Well...
Just sign right here. Just sign.
Not when you're a blind person.
Oh, I am so sorry.
Besides that, I can't sign one of those touch screens. I don't know where to touch and where not to touch.
Why not? Right here.
No, it just doesn't work.
Right here.
My wife would be very unhappy if I got a credit card. I'm just trying to find my daughter. She ran away and we came in the store trying to find her.
I'm sorry. That's not my job, sir. I'm sorry. I'm stationed right here.
Oh, but you haven't seen any little girls running around in the store?
No, sir, but surely you want to buy a credit card.
No, I think I need to find that man that I came in here with and go find my daughter.
I thought you said you were looking for your daughter. Now you're looking for a man. I'm sorry, I cannot help you.
Sir, come with me, sir. Sir, I've got something for my cousin, Lynn. Oh, he'll love it, he'll love it. Lynn, Baba, you'll love it. Oh, love it, love it, love it, love it. Come, sir. Come with me, sir.
Come on, Mr. Smith. Here, dog. Come back. I'm following.
Come
on right over here. We're going to go into this other shop here. We're going to go into this place called Victory Secrets. Ooh, I like it.
Oh, you think my daughter would be in here?
Well, I don't know, but I would be.
Okay.
Walk right this way, sir. Come, dog.
All right.
Come, dog.
Okay.
May I help you?
Why, certainly.
Yes, I'm looking for my little girl. She's lost. 4 feet tall and has blonde hair and blue eyes. Have you seen anybody looking like that?
Well, not recently, actually, but I was wondering, would you like to buy something for your wife as long as you're in here?
That's not a bad idea. Maybe if I bought my wife a nice present, she would forget about the fact that I've lost our child.
Yeah, you'll be having to ask for forgiveness from her because she'd be very upset with you, right?
Excuse me, sir, but I just wondered about how you pick out things when you
put it in front of the sightless person and he'll have to look really hard. Isn't that how you do it, Yule?
No, that's how I used to do it. Now I have to touch things.
Oh, sir, she would have to bring it to you and you will have to put your digits on them.
All right, honey, let me take your shoulder here and we'll look at these pretty things.
I'm sure you'll be a better guide than that guy that tried to lead me around that sign.
Let me show you this one. This one is just splendid.
Ooh, look at that. Look at that.
What's that made out of?
It's made out of silk.
Ooh, what color?
It's hot pink.
Ooh, my wife will like that.
Ooh, you know, if you bought that one for your wife, she'd forgive you for losing her child.
Oh, what a great idea, Mr. Smith. Okay, we'll take that.
You'd like that one then?
Yes.
All right, let me take it over here and wrap it up real pretty. And you can go look for your little girl in the meantime.
Oh, that's a good idea, because it might take a while, but we'll be back, guaranteed.
Bless your hearts. It's so nice meeting someone like you. I've never met an out-of-sight person before.
Oh, well, I'm sure it'll be a memorable situation for all of us.
And you know, I'm happy to tell you Happy Christmas to you, and I'm going to do something I've never done before. I'm going to wave my turban at you. Here we go. Wave, wave.
Merry Christmas to you. Bless your hearts.
Well, thank you very much. We'll be back and pick it up.
Wow.
Hello and welcome to Buckstars. How can I help you today?
We'd like a couple of cups of coffee.
Yeah, and you gotta make yours decaffeinated.
We have a dancing reindeer decaf, and it'll just calm right down if you need it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yes, that's right. I think you better take it. And for me, I need a beverage. A beverage
we
and
have
I need
a special one just for you. It's called a Blitz and Buzz.
All right, what else you got?
We have, let's see, Lapa Frappuccino.
Oh, I'd like that one. That one's good. I'll take that one.
Okay. What size would you like, sir?
Large.
Give me something really, really big.
Well, that'll be $6.75, please.
$6.75.
Don't worry, Mr. Smith. I got this. Not a problem. Hold on. Okay, here you go.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Ooh, look at that girl behind the counter there. Ooh, she's really working.
Wow. Wish I could.
Sir, would you like some fuel for your cream with the decaf?
Yes. And by the way, have you seen a little girl in here at all today?
A little girl? What does she look like?
Well, she's about 4 foot tall. She has blonde hair. She has
here
blue
we go
eyes,
again.
And she's kind of bratty, but you would know her. If you met her, you would never forget her.
Oh, I've seen lots of those in the store today. What is her name?
Her name is Agatha.
Agatha?
Can't be too many of them around.
No, I'm so sorry, sir. I apologize. I don't believe I've seen any little girl without a mom or a dad in the store.
I've lost her, and Mr. Smith here has been kind enough to take me around the mall and help me try to find her.
Oh,
oh
what
goodness
a wonderful
me, goodness
man.
Me, look at the eyes of that thing. Thank you. Oh,
man. Sir, here's your coffee.
Okay,
be careful,
thanks.
It's
hot. Oh, where is it?
Oh, sir, I'm so sorry. My mistake. Give me your hand.
Okay.
It's right here.
Oh, wow. I think I found it.
Would you like another sleeve for that, sir?
Yeah, make it two.
Okay, one moment, please.
Ooh, look at mine. Look at the size of mine. Mine's big, 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 big.
Here you are, sir. Here's the second sleeve.
Thank you very much. Could I have some napkins?
Oh, you know, if you go right behind you, there's a special bar that you can get all of the napkins and the sugar. It's directly behind you, about 5 feet.
Sir, okay. Sir, hold on, sir. Let me arrange your room. Here we go, sir. Here we go. Here's a great big pile.
Oh, this will last me a few days. Thank you, Mr. Smith.
Not the way you go through things.
Okay, we better get going. We're never gonna find this little girl.
Have a nice day, and thank you for shopping at Buckstars.
My goodness me, look at the size of those cups. I love it, oh goodness.
Uh-oh, I lost my daddy. Now I'm really scared.
Ooh, a neat store with all kinds of clocks in it. Boy, that's fun. I'm gonna go in and check it out.
Hi, Mr. Clockman. My name is Agatha.
Oh, hello, little girl. Oh, my goodness. Are you all by yourself? Where's your mommy and daddy? Oh, my goodness me.
I ran away from them. I ran away from my daddy. Because we went to see Santa Claus.
Yeah.
And I pulled his beard off.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, you didn't. Oh, you did. Oh, my goodness gracious. And you ran away from your daddy?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Oh, careful. Careful, honey. Don't touch those clocks. What?
It's the nicest clock. I just love this big clock. I bet I could take it home with me. Here, I can lift it.
No. Oh, no, don't touch. Oh, no, honey. No, you know these clocks are just like my children. And they're so delicate. They're so delicate, and I wouldn't want anything to hurt them. But oh my goodness. And what happened with Santa Claus?
I knew he was fake, so I pulled his beard off.
Oh, you didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. You know, honey, Santa Claus is only one man, and he has lots of helpers, and because he can't be in all the stores in all the cities everywhere to see all the little children, and so and a lot of times there are these helpers who go in the stores and help out, you know, and he might have been one of Santa's helpers, or he could be the real Santa. You just don't know. I really think maybe you hurt his feelings, maybe.
You think?
I
don't want to hurt people's feelings. I like being bad, and I like playing tricks on people, but I don't like to hurt them.
Oh, I know tricks are fun, but he might have, you might have hurt his feelings, and I really think it would be good if you know, you went and apologized to him, you know.
But I'm scared.
Now Santa's a very kind man. He wouldn't hurt anybody, and I'm sure that you'd get lots of stuff for Christmas, too, because you apologize to him, you know. I really think you should.
You mean to tell me you're putting it like, if I apologize, I'll get more for Christmas, and that's not why you should apologize.
Well,
you
no.
should apologize only if you're sorry.
Well, that's true, and you know, I bet you really are sorry, aren't you, to hurt his feelings
really
like that.
Yeah. I didn't know that I was just thinking about how it would be funny.
Well, I don't think it's very funny, and I think maybe you really hurt his feelings. Oh, poor Santa.
Okay. Well, I have to find my daddy.
Yeah.
Has he come in here?
No, I haven't seen him. How would I know him? What does he look
well,
like?
Well, he's a blind guy. He's got a dog.
Oh, he has a dog. No, there's been nobody here with a dog. Maybe he'll come in, but and then you could go apologize to Santa.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go then and find Santa. Oh, I wonder if that's them. It looks like Daddy and the dog.
Oh, look. Is that your little girl there? Of course, she wouldn't know, wouldn't you know? Little girl,
Oh, is that Agatha?
Daddy.
Agatha!
Daddy.
Agatha, where have you been?
I've been looking for you.
We've been all over this mall from one end to the other looking for you.
What a nice little girl. Let me pet you on the head. Oh, you're so pretty and cute. I love it.
Thank you, but you are a stranger, and I just don't know who you are. Are you a friend of my daddy's?
This is Mr. Smith. He's been taking me around the mall.
And I'm very happy to do it too, sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Smith, but I need to go and talk to Santa about something, please.
Okay, let's all walk over to see Santa, and you promise you'll be nice?
Can't promise. I can tell you I'll try, but don't make me promise.
Okay, can you give me 50-50?
Okay.
All right, that's good enough.
Here we are in line.
Let's just follow Sam. He'll take us all to the front of the line, like usual.
Oh no. Oh, not that little girl again. Oh, dear. Oh, my goodness.
Hi, Santa.
Oh, hello, little girl. Oh, my goodness.
Remember me? I'm Agatha.
Oh, I remember you very well. Oh, my goodness, yes. How could I forget?
I wanted to tell you that I didn't want to hurt your feelings. I was only trying to have fun.
Oh.
And I'm really sorry.
Oh,
and I'll never do it again. And I'm sorry.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, honey, don't cry. Oh, no. Oh, that's all right. No.
It was so bad.
Oh, Santa,
it was fun, but it was funny.
I know, but I'm glad you told Santa you're sorry, but you don't have to cry. Look at that box of candy. You know, that's all yours. Wouldn't you like that?
Candy?
Yeah.
Candy?
Oh, yeah.
From me? Why?
I was saving it for a special little girl. And I think you'll like it, too. It's all chocolate. Different kinds of chocolate, too.
Oh, yes. I love chocolate, Santa. Oh, that's so nice of you.
Oh, I bet you will like it. Now you go back to your daddy there, and I want you to have a very Merry Christmas. Oh, yes, indeed I do.
Thank you. And it's okay if you can't get that cement mixer down the chimney.
Well, you know, I'm going to talk to the elves, and if I can't get it in the chimney, maybe I can get it in the front door or something. You just never know.
That'd be silly.
Well, you just never know. How would it be for a cement mixer to be in your very own living room? Oh, my goodness.
I think you'd have to talk to my mama about that. I don't know if she'd think that is a good idea, but it's funny.
Well, we'll see what we can do. And you be a very good girl on Christmas Eve and go to bed when they tell you to.
I'll try to be better, Santa. But no promises, because I'm not good at keeping promises.
Oh, I know. You have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. You too, Santa. And don't work too hard.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
So ends our Christmas play, Christmas Mall Madness. The cast included Bob Prehn from Ohio as Santa and clock store clerk, Annette, or Walks by Faith, from California, in opening scene as Schneers and Showbuck's clerk and Astonished Lady 1, Mickey Prehn from Ohio as Agatha and phone voice, Tom from Pennsylvania as Daddy, Anita from Maine as Astonished Lady 2, Larry from Tennessee as Custodian, Peg from Tennessee as Snotty Desk Clerk, Randy or Big R from Minnesota as John Smith, Marcia from Michigan as Wife, Mar from California as Victory's Secret Clerk, Lives in a Tree or Princess Sarah as Buckstar's Clerk. Pre-production editing, Bob Prehn and Big R. Post-production editing and mixing, Peggy Sue. This is your host, Bob Prehn, wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a joyous holiday season from all of us at VIP Players.